You once said, if I could play the tour drunk, I'd win every week.
Whoa.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
That's not gonna go over well.
It's amazing, wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at.
Stupidest fucking design.
Here you're being wimps, you don't even want to drink Fireball, man. That's nothing. I mean, I drink vodka straight, man. Come on, quit being you-know-what. So the way I look at it, you got to take a shot every hole. That would be my ultimate goal. I think your golf game will get better.
Three on the course, yeah, at least three on the course. And then maybe after the round, I'll have one more, so four. It could be upwards of eight some days, you know. Yeah, but again, they're smaller, so it's not like it's this, you know, huge shaker bottle, you know, thing, right?
We'll see ya.
Oh no, every fucking time.
I mean, I take 15 seconds and go, and I've done all right, so I don't understand what they're... It's just frustrating as a player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Golf Balling Podcast. I'm your host, Jackson. Here with my two co-hosts, Sean and Nick. We have episode number 65. Hello, guys.
Hello, everybody. This is Sean. How y'all doing?
And I'm not going to say my name for security reasons, but it's the third host. Privacy and security reasons.
That's very much a Sean thing.
I don't want that out there.
That's fun. That's comedy.
So yeah, we're
all right. Well, you got the jokes. You gave us some stand up, and you're our producer, and you're our editor, and you're also our main star. And you're our featured sponsor golfer, our first ever one, pro golfer.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
No way. I haven't announced that yet, but I'm excited to be the featured pro golfer, ever, the jack of all trades, as they used to call him. But not, my name's not Jack.
The first featured pro golfer that's still an amateur.
Yeah. Never seen one of those before.
Let's feature our subtle LinkedIn our LinkedIn promo by saying, "Oh, Nick, I guess your LinkedIn has some updating to do, huh?"
Probably, yeah.
Did that go through both of your... Really?
Yeah, professional golfer. Yeah,
both weird. Of you are...
Was oh, really? Professional. Should I make it professional golfer? Should I do
this
that?
It's a joke. You know how
yeah, that was mentioned
on LinkedIn?
No.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
If you put professional golfer on LinkedIn, I think I would just block you. On
Sean, it's the joke. It's the joke.
I'm do it right now.
Mention LinkedIn all the time. And there's no... You know... I don't even know how people would find out our LinkedIns.
They just search our name.
How do people know our name? If I get one LinkedIn,
it's in everything.
If I get one LinkedIn, I'm not going to say my full name. If I get one LinkedIn from this podcast, I will probably lose my shit. With that being said, producer, editor, pro golfer, stand-up comedian, what do you got for us, producer?
This episode, I was like, you know, I'm just going to kind of let Sean take the reins on this. But
oh, that's right. Sean is kind of good. Yeah. Okay.
I tend to do this a lot.
Sorry about that, Sean.
Yeah. So we'll let him take over.
Okay.
Nick is producer in title, but I produce everything.
Yeah. Proof.
Well, not technically.
Not technically. But...
Technically, have you ever actually produced anything for golf balling other than like a thumbnail? Those even count as productions?
We're talking about the podcast specifically. Yeah.
Sean's produced.
I just keep the conversation flowing.
No, Sean, you've made clips, so you can definitely have that title for sure.
Yeah. Sean's produced himself, and I've produced myself. And Jackson, you need to step up and produce yourself.
Damn,
that's
tough.
I had a bad joke there, but I'm not going there. I think we should start off with last podcast. For those who listened, we asked our listeners to rank us from 1 to 3, and we got some responses. But I think all of our favorite was from our good buddy Patrick Wolf, who didn't even technically rank us, but he
don't
wanted
say to, it's in order. It's in an order.
No.
Okay.
he wanted to, he said he wanted to offer his take on our group dynamics. Mm-hmm. So he said that me, Sean, I am clearly the group dad. Jackson is the scattered kid that needs to up the Adderall. Jesus. And Nick is the slightly older brother that wants to beat Jackson every time he talks.
I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that a lot, yeah. Probably because I'm on, like, an Adderall prescription or Ritalin prescription, so, you know, I'm controlled a little bit. Jackson might need that, but...
God. I've never really thought of us as, like, those roles, but I think they certainly could be validated.
They were all kind of freaky accurate.
Yeah, because I feel like me and Jackson are like come up with like these crazy, like we're just like, I don't know, like just crazy stuff. And you're like, well, nope, you can't really do this.
Nick,
nope.
You got to remember. And the people before this got to remember, or people got to remember before this podcast, before these 65 episodes, Nick and I's first attempt at a golf balling podcast, let's just say, did it go great?
Yeah, Sean kind of tames us.
Yeah,
line tamer.
I rein everybody in.
Yeah.
We had crazy ideas. Like we were stupid, actually.
No, we weren't stupid.
I think we were pretty. We had 40K on Instagram. We were trying to take that next step.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the creativity. I kind of
like the creativity. We just needed. It's a good. What Sean and or I think what Jackson. Both of you guys have said things are better in threesomes. So,
yeah.
We should put that on a shirt.
Yeah. Things are always better in threesomes and then just our faces. So, geez, we're coming up with great shirt ideas. Please don't take it, Zaire. Please.
Can we just do, if we're doing our faces, can we just do a Mount Rushmore with just us three?
Yeah. Who says
that's
no?
It's actually pretty funny. I think someone would buy that.
Yeah, Doug, probably.
I think my mom. Patrick would actually buy that.
Speaking of Doug, I feel like we should give his rankings as well. Cause
he gave rankings?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, Doug.
These were some of my favorite as well. So at number one, he had Jackson and I. Mm-hmm. So shout out Jackson and I.
I do remember this.
For those that didn't listen, Doug was featured on a recent episode. So yeah. At number two, he put himself.
I agree.
At number three, he put every other guest that's been on the show.
Agreed.
At number four, he put every future guest. At number five, he put every person that has said no to being a guest. And at number six, he put Nick.
Oh, I made it. Six is one of my like favorite numbers, so I was happy.
God, dude.
It's too bad we only asked for a top five.
That's going to make me cry. That was so funny.
I loved that he threw in number five, every person that said no to being a guest. That was one of my favorite things.
Dude, that was the funniest thing I think I've ever...
You know, sometimes you got to look at it from the perspective of, at least I was ranked, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just nice to be included, you know?
Yeah. So...
You did make up for it in the rankings from our other buddy Tom.
Yeah.
Tom
was funny.
Tom wouldn't tell us if he was going 3-2-1 or 1-2-3, but he had Nick cemented at number two, and then either Jackson or I in the one spot and the three spot.
I really think you're number one on that list. I don't.
Tom, you know what? I'm just happy to be number two. I'm just happy to, again, happy to be ranked. That's all.
The second I saw that, I was like, fuck, I wish I was number two, because this has been just floating around my head all day.
Yeah.
You're not first, you're last. And in this case, that is true.
Or if you're not first, you could be second. But that, no, but I'm Nick, second.
But I can't be second because you're not you. So...
Then I was like, maybe I'm just the star. That's why, like, I was in the middle, because, like, maybe it's just, like, a two, but two to the one. Just kind of busted through. So, you know, it's a good position to be in.
I didn't like that motion. Let's not do that. This is a family-friendly podcast.
I wish I saw that. I feel like we should upload this podcast on YouTube because
you have beautiful lighting today, Jack.
I just cried, and Nick just did something sus, apparently, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very sexual moment.
We're only 8 minutes in, so 9 minutes in.
10 minutes in.
All right, well.
Technically nine, but.
I don't want to listen to you guys debate how far into the podcast we are. This no.
It says fucking nine. Just oh my stop. God, Nick, you're right, yeah. Because of the intro. We're going to be at minute, people listening right now, it's going to be like 10:30 or something. So you're right.
Nick's out here playing chess. Jackson's just playing checkers.
Yeah.
It's not my week, apparently.
But
yeah, we're not
what do you got for now. Me, Sean, here?
Well, given that this has already been a very listener-focused episode, mm-hmm. We wanted to stick with that and ask for some hot takes to be submitted.
I thought you had someone's thing.
Oh, we'll get into that later. I think we should get into the hot takes now.
Okay, wow. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really briefed on, but oh, fuck. The first thing I open, this is so funny. Barnsey 13 says one mulligan per hole.
No.
That is a super hot take.
You know what? No, I think this is where we need to start, and I think this could be fun. Like, one mulligan per hole. I feel let's like I'd go easy low. Yeah, let's make golf easy.
I mean, obviously you'd go low. You get a mulligan per hole.
Wait, that actually is not that too hot of a take.
That's like essentially, great. Essentially, if you hit the green, or well, if you hit the fairway in the green, you have two attempts at every birdie putt.
Hey, Jackson, cut this out with the podcast, but that'd be a good YouTube video.
Yeah.
One mulligan per hole.
Yeah, that would be. Yeah. I feel like
I think we're going to end up leaving that in the podcast.
I think Dave, or not Dave. Yeah, I think Dave Portnoy did like a couple.
He did as many mulligans as he could to try to beat the US Open in like a time.
We should definitely do that because I think we could do it.
I think one mulligan per hole.
You'd have to go play a US Open. One mulligan per hole. Yeah.
We'll both. But what would you guys rate that take on like a wing meter of hotness? I'm actually going to go mild.
Mild, yeah. Because I feel like you could still fuck up with just one mulligan. Like, you're going to make it better.
I feel like there are a lot of golfers out there that take at least one mulligan per hole as it is.
Jackson.
Nick, that was a weird-sounding cough there. It almost sounded like you said Jackson.
I did. Now, that's an idea I can get behind.
I'd go, it's not that hot, though.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty mild, especially just given your I can't think of the word. My mind's gone blank, but
oh wait, it's okay.
Just given your favoritism towards mulligans, we'll go with that.
What was the word?
Favorite. I don't think that was.
It's not the right word.
Oh, favoritism. Oh, okay.
I can't think of your preference for mulligans. We'll say that.
God, you're. Sean, you're supposed to be the smart one here. So.
hey, Sean, you want me to Google it, buddy?
I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah. Keep talking.
Next up, we got Luke Sherdickney. He says Brooks is too cocky, and he doesn't like him, actually.
I disagree with that. I like Brooks a lot. He just did, like, an Instagram Live stuff, and I thought it was pretty funny. I thought he was pretty...
I do agree. I think he's a relatable... douchebag.
I don't even see him as cocky. I just think he's a winner. I think he's got a winning attitude. He knows that he's gonna offend some people in that process, and I really appreciate that about Brooks.
I honestly feel like he should be the face of like kind of the start of like making golf fun again, because like they're not practicing the like I just want to live like this is a hobby to me type thing. Like, that's how I think of Brooks, is like he thinks golf's just a fucking hobby. Like, he does not care about practicing. He doesn't care about like I feel like we need more of that in golf. We need to get rid of the fucking hardos. The chokers, Justin Thomas.
I just think that like the PGA Tour wouldn't want that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz it just makes it, I mean, it makes the tour or all the tour players less impressive. Like, it makes it seem like they don't have to practice that much. Like, I guess it either makes it seem like they're just that much more gifted, or it's really not that hard to get to their level.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get that. I just think if you're talking about like the faces, like make golf fun again type, that persona, I think Brooks fits that. And I think a lot of like people who kind of get mad at him are like the, not all, but like a lot of them are like the cocky tryhards.
Yeah,
boomers.
I think that's pretty fair. Like Brooks's personality is definitely refreshing in my opinion, just because golf is full of boomers. But I was just saying from the tour's perspective, I don't think they'd really want that to go overboard.
Yeah,
but it's definitely beneficial for the game as a whole, in my opinion.
I feel like the tour forgets about Brooks sometimes. It just like doesn't want to acknowledge Brooks. I don't know. That's just my personal.
I wonder if that's just because he's barely been playing recently, though.
No, it's probably that. But even when he was in events, I just feel like I never got to see him as much. I see Justin Thomas on my TV screen way too much. Way too much for a one-time major winner. He's the next Ricky Fowler.
I don't think I'd go that far, but...
I'd go 2 points to that, at least.
That he's the next Ricky Fowler? He's got more wins than Ricky Fowler.
Okay, on the hot take scale, I think that's like a medium.
He's got more wins and a major.
Okay, no, you know what?
Ricky doesn't.
My hot take on this is I just think Justin Thomas is becoming like... He's becoming more Bryson than Bryson, in a sense. Because, like, when I could hear him that final round at the Zozo, he was just like...
He's a mental head case.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of whiny.
Yeah, he's
exactly.
How's that word? He's a little bitchy.
Yeah, which I actually used to really like, but I think he's getting a little overboard with it. It's starting to border on annoying.
Honestly,
Spieth almost kind of walks that same line.
Exactly. Yeah,
Spieth gets pretty whiny out there, but it's tough because I do love Spieth.
You hate to see it.
Because I don't like dislike him as a person or anything. I just think it's like the whininess that's like.
Oh, I've heard he's an absolute douchebag.
Really? Yeah. I could see that. Like, I feel like he's the. I don't know what it is, but I feel like when people, especially golfers, when they start to go bald, it's just like their game gets worse.
Or get married.
Their personality gets worse.
Like, I think he had a choice, and it was either at the young stage in his career. I think he had the choice, much like Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy did, where they're kind of on the whiny side. They both took different rounds.
This is kind of a little bit off topic, but do you guys remember when, it was a few weeks ago when everyone was going crazy because Morgan Wallen was, like, at that bar in Alabama?
Yeah.
Like, making out with all those 19-year-olds and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Justin Thomas was at that same bar. I saw a TikTok about it. Like, a girl was texting her sister, like, yo, Justin Thomas is here. And she's, like, freaking out about that. And she's like, why is everyone freaking out about Morgan Wallen? Who cares about him?
I saw that TikTok, too.
Who's Morgan Wallen?
Oh, my God. Country music star.
Doesn't sound like a star to me.
It's pretty big.
He's very big, and he's very into golf, so it's...
Yeah.
We're Morgan Wallen fans, okay?
Dude, you know what would really suck is if he follows golf balling, as a lot of country singers do.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
That'd be shitty, fuck.
We love Morgan Wallen on this
podcast. I'm sorry, Morgan. I thought you were... It sounded like you were talking about, like, Justin Thomas's like significant other or something.
That makes sense for Justin Thomas. I feel like he lives in the past. Like, I feel like at Alabama, he honestly, like, probably the way he probably looked in college, he's like, oh yeah, I play golf, and then the girls are like, ah, fuck, I really don't want to talk to you, like, you look like a thumb. And now he like goes back to the bars and he's just like, fuck, okay, this is my time to shine. Like, I'm gonna get like so many like 18-year-old girls, and then Morgan Wallen's with him. They're like, oh fuck, he's like, just come on, man, come on.
He's just like, I want a major. Finding out that Justin Thomas was at a bar,
nobody did. They all freaked
after
out that
Morgan only Wallen only one girl was freaking out, and no. She's like, why are people freaking out about Morgan Wallen?
Oh no.
And just to clear things up, Morgan Wallen does not follow golf balling.
Okay. How many followers does Morgan Wallen have?
1.6 million.
Yeah, they're a star.
I stand corrected. I know that. I meant it in no offense. Speaking of Jordan Spieth, should we get to Lippmann 13? Jordan Spieth will be number one again. We talk about Jordan. We used to. I think middle Corona, and during like Corona, during the break, we were kind of thinking that Jordan was going to come out and have a great year, and maybe even win a golf tournament, as crazy as it may sound.
I still think he's got a major left in him, at least one.
At least one?
I think he'll get it back a little bit, surprise you for a major, but I don't think he ever gets back to number one in the world.
Can we place one of those bets?
One of our hypothetical bets that we never actually cash in on?
Well, I told you I'm waiting to cash them in. Okay. So
we don't remember any of them because we make these bets that won't happen.
I wonder
the outcome for 20 years.
I wonder how many times we've made bets on this podcast, and I don't think I can remember a single one. But here's my take. My bet: Ricky Fowler wins a major before Jordan.
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. That's how crazy your comment that Jordan Spieth's going to win another major is to me.
Dude, he's still so young.
You guys want to hear...
So is Ricky Fowler.
You guys
Ricky Fowler is not young.
What is he? 31?
32.
He's 33. 31.
Pretty fucking young. How old is Jordan Spieth? 28? 29?
It's like 27.
Hey, Jackson.
27 is a lot different than 31.
Ricky Fowler,
realistically, has probably like 5 or 6 years left of decent to good golf.
I feel like that's pretty generous.
I don't think. Yeah, I went generous for you. I don't think Ricky Fowler ever wins a major.
I don't either.
I kind of have a little bit of conspiracy theory. So mark this down, Jackson, because I think this is going to be... Tell me what the time is so we can go back, clip it, because, I think this is going to be something that you're going to want to clip. So
should be like 22 minutes.
Okay, so 22 minutes in. Mark your calendars. So ever since the spring break crew went on a second trip, we have seen the downfall of a lot of these golfers.
Are you about to say what I think you're about to say? Or no?
No.
I guess
let him finish.
Sorry.
What my conspiracy theory was the first spring break trip went splendid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Justin Thomas ends up winning a major in 2017 at Qual Hollow.
Why are you talking so quietly? It's freaking
ASMR.
Yeah, you're like borderline whispering into the mic. It's getting fucking weird.
In 2018, they end up going on another spring break trip. And now this spring break trip, I think, was a little different. I don't know if Smiley came, but my conspiracy theory is something happened then took away their golf powers. Because ever since, they can't win.
Was this a fucking Space Jam situation?
They can't win. They can't win.
Some little fucking aliens came in and just
stole their... I think so.
Use another reference.
Combined 0 majors after that trip.
Wait. Has Jackson never seen Space Jam?
Probably not.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's like a golf podcast, Sean.
I'm saying that something happened then, because before there was what? Spieth won. It was before the 2018 spring break trip, they had a combined 4 majors. Now, 0. 0. 0 majors. You might say, oh, that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, but Justin Thomas has also, like, risen to number one in the world.
Yeah, but what happened to Smiley? He's not on tour.
Yeah, everyone's just, like, get
married.
He's
trash.
And that's why, like, isn't, like, the reason that they all suck is because they got married? Like, is that not the answer? Like, I thought that's just, like, clearly the answer. Like, they got married, lost
spring break 2018 trip.
You can't, like, if you're ascending to your elite superstar status in this golf world, and then you take a break. You're great. Their legacy's over. They'll never be the greatest.
That's a spring break 2018 trip. That's what I'm talking about. When they tried to do it again.
I mean, we don't see a lot of success after marriages for professional golfers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, even Max Homa won a tournament, gets married, not playing great right now.
Hasn't done much in the last year, guys.
Well, he got married like this summer.
Oh, that's actually why I said he hasn't done much in the last year, guys.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sean. Wait, sorry. I actually have two kind of just off-topic comments about both of you.
Let's hear them.
Are you wearing what kind of hat are you? What hat is that, Sean?
It's got the California flag on it.
It's his team hat.
My golf partner's mom sent it to me.
Yeah, okay. Nick's camera is like laggy to me, and so every now and then there's like a flash on your screen and the mic's so you kind of look.
No, you kind of flash.
Oh, yours really?
Flashing too, yeah.
Well, it kind of looks like you're like the paparazzi when you're talking, or like a celebrity when you're talking, because you got the mic there and like it looks like pictures are being taken of you.
As he sits in his bedroom that looks like it hasn't been touched since he was 12.
You know, shut the fuck up, okay? I'm so sick of people making fun of this goddamn bedroom. I don't know who the first was. It Alexis?
Yeah, wait.
That's the reason I brought that up.
Everybody, go if you want. I think it was our first ever girl guest. Our first ever female guest. I think her name was Alex Phillips.
Yeah.
And before we got on the pod, when she gets on the call, what was her comment, Sean or Nick?
She just made fun of his bedroom for looking like a child's.
Yeah. She's like, oh, are you at home or something? Like, ha ha ha, you're like in a 5-year-old's room. And I'm like, yeah, my bedroom.
You're in a child. Live.
I'm 21 years old now, so. Like, sorry. Sorry, we're in a pandemic and I like my room the way it is, okay? Jesus Christ. Joe Burrow has freaking Star Wars sheets.
Yeah, I was just looking to fire you up a little bit.
I have Florida Gator sheets that I just got for my birthday. For my 21st birthday, I got.
Oh my gosh. No.
That's pretty
cool. All right. Well, let's move on to another hot take from the listeners.
I guess let's do Doug Coughs. That sounded disappointed that it was Doug. I'm more disappointed in the quality of a lot of these responses. But Doug's is Bryson does not win the Masters. I want to say missed cut, but I'm not even that hard-headed.
I feel like that would be the most Bryson thing to do if he has talked all this shit before and then just shows up in the Masters.
That would be the funniest thing in golf.
I think he truly either wins it or misses the cut. I really it's really hard to see an in-between.
You know what this...
He finishes just inside the top 15. I don't think he'll really be in contention, but I don't think he'll come close to missing the cut.
We need to do official Masters predictions soon.
I know we're too early for that.
It is too early for it.
But this is like... This is what kind of Bryson feels like right now. He feels like that kid who's like, oh, hey, like I shot like 63 I just shot 72 with my mom and dad out on the course while everyone else is like playing in tournaments and he's like not. And like, oh, I just hit the ball 400 yards. It's like,
I know exactly what you're referencing.
Yeah. So I feel like he's that type of like, and then he's going to show up to the Masters and just shit his pants. And it's going to be like, so Bryson, I thought you were hitting the ball 450 yards. It's like, you know, my driver just wasn't dialed in. I wasn't playing with my mom and dad today. So I couldn't get the job done. So if he plays bad, there's going to be some type of huge excuse.
I actually, speaking of not having the driver dialed in, I saw a tweet today about him. His driving ranks first on tour in every category except for driving accuracy.
Not a problem.
Guess where he ranks in driving accuracy.
69th.
205th.
Jackson, you okay?
Yeah, sorry. What'd you say?
You just looked really depressed.
What'd you say, Sean?
I said Bryson's driving ranks first in every category on tour, except for driving accuracy. He's ranked 205th.
Honestly, it still went over my head. I'll just remove myself from this call.
From the podcast, yeah.
From the podcast.
So it's the me and Sean, Nick and Sean show now. But wow.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
The Nick and Sean show, that sounds nice.
It kind of does.
200th?
Can you be okay with that? Sorry.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
No, you're first. You're Nick and Sean. Is Sean okay with being and Sean? It's just
because then it's Sean show. Like it has the
Nick and Sean show.
Oh, the Nick and Sean show.
Sean show.
It just is the SH sound on both words just makes it sound nice.
Yeah, I like it. I like the alliteration. Yeah, that. I think that's the yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like close to alliteration.
Not because the ends, but anyway. 200. I can't believe that stat. That Bryson has been makes sense though. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, usually the farther you hit it, the wider your dispersion is going to be.
I didn't even know there was 200 guys on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, there aren't many more.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, geez. How many PGA Tour players are there, like, officially?
Do you think he's. Yeah.
I don't know the official number.
206?
Huh?
206?
No, because there's probably like 150 people who like have their card and then like 250 people played.
Yeah, it's a little different right now. Yeah, because there are just those people that are getting sponsors exemptions into those smaller events. There are also like requirements on how many measurements you have to rank in these things, stuff like that. So
I kind of just had a crazy thought.
Let's hear it, man, because you're clearly not listening to anything I say.
I'm sorry. What if golf moved to... Nick and I have had this talk before. Wait, what did you just talk about, Sean?
Dude,
it's going to help me. It's going to help me.
Bryson's driving numbers and
how many people were on the PGA Tour?
Oh, no. I was thinking... Yeah, that was it. What if golf... made teams? Can we do a whole podcast about golf teams?
Yeah, it's called the PGL.
Yeah, but we did a different one where it was like
it's more like division based, you know?
It was like basically like different teams, like you'd actually it'd be like college golf.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know, that'd be interesting. And that's essentially kind of what the PGL is. But you still need that individual aspect.
Well, the PGL stole that from our idea, because if you time stamp it, we did it first.
They tried to get that started years ago. So
yeah, but we tried to get it started before they...
All right. New take, Jackson.
Is Bernd Weisberger a real golfer, or is that one of this dude's friends?
Bernd who?
Is huh? Bernd Weisberger greater than Seppi Straka?
Are you talking about Bert? Is it
spelled Weisberger, but with an E?
Yeah, I have no idea.
The fact that you both had to look it up means it's not a good. I mean, who even cares?
47th in the European Tour.
Should I do like these three quick ones? Because they're all really unique in their own way. Chet Morgis says, driver's the hardest club to hit. The Kebri said, Kepka's best player on tour. Lefty's Lounge said, Spieth wins Masters.
Okay, well, let's start with that first one.
Okay.
Driver is the hardest club to hit. I'm actually going to disagree with that.
What is?
I think three woods.
Oh, okay.
I think for most amateur golfers, actually, I don't know. For me personally, my three wood dispersion is definitely way worse than driver. Like I can't hit a 3-wood.
I think it's more personal opinion, because a lot of people, especially like I'd say like 40-year-old dads, say like don't even hit their own driver, I actually feel like two of my uncles didn't have, but I know for a fact one of my uncles did not have a driver in his bag, and anytime I would golf with him he only used a 3-wood. So
yeah,
like you're shooting yourself in the foot clearly, but
I mean, yeah, theoretically though, the driver is supposed to be the hardest club in the bag to hit, just because it's the longest.
I would have to agree with you though.
I like hitting 3-woods
because of the dispersion.
I'd say like 20%. My 3-wood's just so streaky. Sometimes it's like one of my favorite clubs in the bag, and then 90% of the time I will not touch it because I know that I'm going to snap hook the shit out of it.
See, I love all my clubs in the bag. I feel like the amateur golfer struggles with their putter the most. I feel like that's what they change out like the most is a putter. And I think that's the stupidest thing.
I mean, they do change putter. Some of them change putters a lot. Others stick with the same one. But I wouldn't say they struggle with the putter the most, because putter is statistically the closest that amateur golfers come to tour level.
I say for me personally, I'd say my least favorite club to pull out of the bag, honestly, not even driver, it'd probably be like hybrid. I fucking hate hybrid or 3-iron. Like, I don't know why, but this summer I feel like I struggled a lot with like a 3-iron or a hybrid. Like, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like I'd rather hit a 3-wood than a hybrid sometimes, because
you've been making so many changes with the 3-iron and hybrid.
I stuck to the hybrid this summer. Hybrids are back. But like 3-irons, I don't know. I did make too many changes.
We had a whole podcast about hybrids being back, and then you got to stick with
it. Yeah, and I clearly wasn't in that podcast, because I will never vouch for hybrids.
Wow.
No, it's hybrids are back. Hybrids are the way to go. I need to go get a full bag fitting. I think that's what I need to do. I need to start over.
Okay.
Who even won the tournament, Nick, that we declared hybrids were back? Who was it that had all those hybrids?
Rory had a hybrid. Dustin. Was it Dustin?
Yeah, it was Dustin. Yeah.
Hybrids are back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still say a pretty large percentage of tour players stick with long irons over hybrids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I get that, but that I also don't like that at the same time. I need to get a new hybrid. I need to get a new shaft in my 2-iron.
Well,
sorry, this is just a personal discussion.
Yeah.
I have a really good next one.
Well, let's go through the other two short ones that you just kind of glossed over.
Well, we just talked about speed. He's clearly not winning the fucking Masters.
I don't think so. Here's my hot take is not the best. I think Spieth, Ricky, and Smiley Kaufman will never win a major tournament ever again.
110%.
I think just Spieth gets it done, but I mean that's a very fair take.
I think Jordan Spieth will lose his tour card in the next 2 to 3 years.
I think he's too good of a putter for that to happen. I think he'll get the ball striking back a little bit, and then if he can maintain his level of putting, he'll be pretty good.
I don't know. I just don't see it. I think it's the time is over for Jordan Spieth. It's over.
I unfortunately agree.
Like,
when golfers turn 27.
I was very optimistic before this year. Like, we were so optimistic.
I feel like he can get hot at times, but I just feel like consistently. The chicken wing, that's what everyone talked about, is chicken wing, chicken wings it. I don't really understand that, but I know he chicken wings it, and I know it affects his consistency.
Yeah. My biggest thing with Spieth is that, why do people think he's getting better if he's married? I don't understand it. Because I don't understand it. If he's struggling with a wife, does he have kids yet?
No.
You're trying to tell me Jordan Spieth is 27, married, gonna have kids soon, is gonna win a major.
Who said he's gonna have kids soon? Maybe he just wants kids.
I think Jordan Spieth's gonna have kids, like a lot of people do.
I don't know why. Let's chill with the fascination on talking about tour wives right now. Get back to some hot takes. I know that you're not in love with relationships at the moment, but our listeners don't need to know
no,
about
it. No, I think that every time I put up like a promo for, because I have so many videos in the Golf Ball archives on the YouTube channel that you can go watch. They're all pretty poor, but it's always what happened to Ricky Fowler, what happened to Jordan Spieth. And whenever I put it on the story, whenever I put it on Instagram, it's because he got married. And that's like the meme joke, but it also, I feel like it's true because it probably isn't, because you got to think most winners. I would love to know the statistic stat guy on percent of PGA Tour winners who are married. That would be an insane stat to know.
Well, I feel like the better thing would be comparing careers before marriage and after marriage, but you'd need to set some parameters.
Yeah. I hope I am wrong. No, I don't want to come off as a huge speed hater.
Maybe your take is why Dustin and Paulina still haven't tied the knot. They've just been engaged for years.
Yeah. Take a look at Tiger Woods. He's not married.
Yeah, but he was.
Yeah, it's more of a fucking good when he was married.
No, I don't. Phil's been married. I'm sure that getting married and for Jordan Spieth, getting married probably like maybe set him back just a little bit, because I'm sure when he was winning all those tournaments, he was grinding harder than anything ever before. I'm sure the wife was, you know, I don't think that like it's going to affect. I just don't think he's going to win a major again, regardless of the fact if he has kids or is married.
It's like Rory, the Rory effect. Once you get married. Did you guys see Rory was wearing a freaking hoodie?
Did you just say that in a negative tone?
What, that he was wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, no, you said, like, did you guys see Rory was wearing a friggin' hoodie?
Because we just talked about hoodies on the golf course.
Was your take that you don't like hoodies?
Yeah.
It was.
I really don't think.
I lost my memory. So you didn't like that?
No, I don't, because I just felt like it was the perfect occasion. He was playing like early in the morning on Sunday at the Zozo, and he's like, fuck, I don't want to play golf anymore. I'll wear the Nike hoodie shit.
Yeah, he's like, not a contention.
I just don't think it's professional. If you're in contention, I just can't see somebody being in contention wearing a hoodie.
We need to think of a new word to describe Nick and some people, or not Nick, but some people were, and Nick could fall under the category right now of like a tryhard and a boomer. But like,
yeah, I was gonna say, some of Nick's takes are borderline boomer like.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't like the hoodie.
Others of them are way too progressive.
Are you wearing a polo right now, Nick?
A what?
Are you wearing a polo right now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hoodie gang.
No, I just feel like hoodies in golf. I don't know. It's just.
And a quarter zip?
I'm wearing a quarter. I went and played golf today.
Oh, okay. Like, of course you're a boomer. You're wearing a polo and a quarter zip at 7:30 to do the
because
pod.
I didn't change. I want to go take a shower after this, okay? Kidding. I'm sorry that I wanted to fucking come here, sit down, and record a podcast before I fucking take a shower. Okay. I care more about this, okay?
There's a lot of animosity on the pod tonight.
I don't know. Jackson just fucking walks in here and thinks he can just talk shit about me wearing a fucking polo and a quarter zip.
That's a cool story, man. I got some laundry to put in the dryer. I'm just kidding. It's a great look. I know you're coming from golf. I know you're not a boomer or a tryhard, but it helps.
I am a tryhard sometimes.
You are a tryhard sometimes,
Nick,
but you're not really.
If it makes you feel better, I think you look good.
Thank you. No, it does look good. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it helped add on to the fact of like.
I wish we were wearing the same clothes together.
I agree. I wish we were. I wish I was wearing your clothes.
All right, well, Jackson, let's keep going with these takes, because your mind is just scattered.
Okay.
Your mind's the kid who's. He really took Pat Wolf's definition of you, or description of you.
That was like you're leaning into it a little too much. That was focus up. Finish strong.
Oh my god. We're 45 minutes in, you know, people get it.
Jesus.
What?
Where'd the last 20 minutes go?
We haven't talked about golf whatsoever this podcast.
We've been talking golf the whole time in a sense.
Yeah, this actually might be the most on topic we've ever been.
Oh, all right.
No, this one's really good. I really, really like this guy's take. It comes from Thurcon96. It says, the guy who scored the lowest the previous hole should tee it last to enjoy it longer. I just am not a fan of honors. Like, I just think honors is so outdated. Like, ready golf. Who even wants honors? Who even wants honor? Why do you want honors?
Oh, no, I don't think the honor. I think honor should only be applied for, like, when you get a birdie. But I love if we're playing, like, in honors, like, I enjoy. I'd rather be the first one to hit than the last one to hit, unless it's like a par three. I like to keep the mojo going.
Yeah, if I'm hitting driver, I want to be the first one to hit, and I do agree. I only really follow honors if there are birdies made. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of hitting in front of somebody else who made a birdie one time, and I full on topped a driver, and so I've just never done it since. I think it's bad luck.
I never realized that.
I think the most disrespectful thing that someone could do is when you make a birdie and they make you go last. And that's happened to me pretty recently, and I wanted to punch these kids in the face.
Literally what this guy just said, the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that, though.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, I understand, like, somebody, like, accidentally steps in front of you, but if you're in, like, any type of competition mode and you make a birdie, I feel like that should be respected unless, like, they don't care. Not even competition,
competition is different.
If no one acknowledges it and you're playing, if it's, like, very, very casual.
Really? That's how both you guys feel.
I'm just saying, like, I think birdies should be respected.
Like, if one of you birdied the hole we just played, we come up on a hole, and I tee it off last as any time I can get it. So if I teed up first, would either of you be offended?
I wouldn't be offended if, like, because I know you, and I know, like, but if everyone was, like, just teeing it off in front of me, and I just made, like, a sick birdie or something, or, like, if you made, like, quad, and you teed it up in front of me.
Okay.
And, like, the next two people didn't, like, acknowledge it, go, yeah, go, or I normally don't get in that position.
Yeah, I don't get offended by that, but I'll make a joke, like, if they hit a bad drive, I'll just be like, it's because you hit in front of a birdie.
Yeah.
That is a good
way. Mine happened during, like, my tryout, and, like, every time I made a birdie, they just, like, went in front, and I just kind of got pissed. Because, like, if you're in, like, some type of, like, sort of competitive setting, like, pisses me off.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I never really looked at it like that. I'll definitely never hit it before.
No, I think it, if you're with, like, your group of friends, I don't think it matters, or, like, if you're playing in, like, a casual environment, but I think you always respect the birdie.
Exactly.
You always give them respect, but, like, you could be like,
what was the word?
I was just saying ask them, like, hey, is it okay if I go? Like, if you're really, and if they say no, I want, for the most part, it just
what about
ask.
Like a, what about, what if you make birdie, we're chilling with the boys, Sean's not there because he goes too low, or with, like, Zach and Ryan, and make a birdie, but you're back there, all of us are around the tee, and I'm like, hey, birdie boy, you want the shot?
I would just say, like, go.
Okay.
If you establish you're playing ready golf, that's fine. But if you establish you're playing, like, if you're not really if you're playing with, like, highly competitive people, or, like, decently, like, I don't know. This is on topic for another day for me.
I'm going to go. I actually do have to put my clothes in the dryer. So I'm going to leave you guys with one that you guys would probably like that I don't really want to particularly talk about.
I'll go in the shower too.
Let's do Earth is Flat. No, I'm kidding. How about you have no rights to play through as a single. Golf is a four-person sport. Like, rolled eyes, man.
So, we both play a lot of singles.
Yeah.
I'd like to preface it with that. I can't agree with that take.
No, I can't either. I can't. I just don't think in the society we live in, we shouldn't be shaming people for not being able, like, from people like me who don't have friends, to go play golf with. No, if you're like a three, if you're a three or foursome, not letting a single go through and just making that person wait, you're just a douchebag. You are just straight up douchebag, unless it's super packed.
Yeah, it's just like, at the end of the day, here's how I think about it. Like, if there's no room in front of you, fine, whatever. But if you're clearly holding up the single, it takes what, a minute to 2 minutes of your time to let the mm-hmm. single play through, whereas you could potentially be wasting an hour of the single's time if you don't let them play through, because then they're just waiting every hole. That slows down his whole round, his or her whole round. So yeah, I do agree. If you don't let a single play through, you're a dick.
Yeah, and even a twosome, like if you're slowing the people in front, and it shouldn't even be a matter of like how many people. If you're slowing down the people behind you, you should just let them play through. And if you are kind of like a dick about that, I think it's just, I don't know. You shouldn't be a dick like that.
I get fired up about this often because I play a lot in a fivesome with my family, and we all play very fast. And there are like threesomes or foursomes that are way slower than us, won't let us play through. Or sometimes I'll just be playing in a twosome walking with one of my brothers, and people won't let us play through because we're walking. It's like we're still playing like twice as fast as you. At the end of the day, I don't care how many people are in the group. If the group behind you is playing faster and there's nobody in front of you, you let them play through. It's just polite.
I concur.
Yeah, we're all about manners. We're all about manners on the golf balling pod.
Yeah, no, we are. We stick to our manners. We stick to our. We're boomers. So let people. We're polite people. But
yeah, we were just Gen Zs who were raised well.
Exactly. But I think from the standpoint that golf needs to get like loosened up and let people play through. Take the big stick out your butt and people.
It makes everybody's round more enjoyable. Well, like,
it's just a single.
Like, there's nothing worse than feeling pressured by the group behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also sucks having to wait on the group in front of you. Like, just make life better for everybody.
Yeah, like, singles out there. Here's what you do if you get that group that's just being a douche to you. You hit into them. That's what I fucking do. Is I will start hitting shots where it's like, so close. I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I'm sorry, like you're playing slow. Like, this is a warning shot. I've told people this is a warning shot. I'm trying to play through. I'm trying to get done with this fucking round. I don't want to wait behind your slow ass. You're playing over a 4 hour pace.
If they caught up to you, they can play through you. Whoa, is that a shirt?
Huh?
Yeah, that can be. We can fine tune that one a little bit, but could we make another shirt like that?
Yeah. What did I say?
Well, was that a shirt?
If you can play through, yeah.
If they caught up to you, they can play through you. That's what you said.
Oh, that is good, dude. That is good. That is good. We have a couple of new shirts coming out apparently after today's podcast.
We just got like infinite ideas that have been floating around. We just need a few of them to materialize here soon.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go like in 10 minutes. So did you want to talk about your, our listener request, or did you want to do another hot take?
I think we should save the listeners' request for next episode, just because we've gotten so far into this one, and then we can maybe hint at our surprise. We'll see.
I'm still kind of confused.
I'm really like I'm pulling a Jackson where I'm just not listening to what Jackson says right now. I'm not gonna let him dictate what my brain is saying. Whoa! I just won $100.
Let's do one final hot take.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Okay, let's do one final hot take and let's move.
I always forget. No one knows what is going on in the video.
I'm sorry, right,
Michael. No, it's okay. Michael Switter asks: damage to a house from a stray golf ball should be the homeowner's responsibility, which I totally agree with. It's not that hot. I feel like a lot of these takes are pretty good.
We just discussed that on like one of our recent episodes.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah, but it should be on the homeowner's responsibility. I don't matter like any. There's no reason it shouldn't be, unless it should never be on the player's responsibility, because they are like, no matter how bad of a golf shot you hit, unless you hit a golf shot like deliberately at someone's house, boom. It's not a bad idea either. If you don't like someone.
I have mixed feelings, but I don't really feel like getting into it right now.
Yeah, not with Jackson. I get it.
What did I do?
Nothing. You're just a fucking space cadet tonight.
I'm sorry.
Maybe that's why you're sitting in the dark.
Yeah. Maybe.
All right, Jackson. Would you like to end it there so that you can finish your laundry and prepare for your date?
Oh my God! I'm about to fucking leave, and I just put in the laundry. Oh my God, dude. I'm going to have to wear shorts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess I have to go deal with that. I mean, you guys could finish it if you want. But I can just end it.
I think that's enough for tonight.
Okay. It was a pretty good one. I hope you guys all enjoyed. We have a big podcast coming one day soon. And then... dude, I honestly don't even know what's going on. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Can someone else finish it?
All right. Well, we may have some big news on Sunday night's episode. We'll keep you guys posted there. But thanks for listening. Make sure to leave a rating, subscribe, follow all our personals, and yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.